From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin, here with Brian Blanks. He's directing the musical Thoroughly Modern Millie at Cornstalk Theater. It's the final show in their summer season. It opens tonight and runs through September 2nd. Brian, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And this is a newer musical, so there may be some people who aren't as familiar with it. And can you just give us a synopsis or the premise of this show?
Yeah, I believe this show won the Tony in 2002 with Sutton Foster, and it was kind of the show that kind of catapulted her career as a performer. And it is a feel-good American musical is the best way I could describe it. It's about a small-town girl from Salina, Kansas, who moves to the Big Apple with aspirations of what New York City is, and she quickly realizes that when reality hits, that it's not quite the dream that she had built up when she was back in Salina, Kansas, and she does end up falling in love, and it's, like I said, it's just one of those feel-good, great American musicals that I think is a perfect ending to the summer cornstalk season.
And it's also set in the 1920s, so it has this, you know, this sort of turn-of-the-century flapper vibe.
It's
a look back. Too.
Yeah. One of my favorite scenes in the show is a speakeasy scene where they're wearing the flapper dresses, and the dancing, the choreography, and the lighting all come together for that scene that I think it'll be a highlight of the show.
And this is a show that is very well known and I think very well loved among theater people. So I'm curious, did you have a lot of people coming to audition for you? Did you have a lot of people in your cast who knew this show in and out and were excited at the opportunity to perform it?
Yeah, I was really surprised at auditions. As a director, that's probably the most nerve-wracking part of the process because you sit at auditions just hoping that people come because you have an idea and a vision, but it's the actors that make that vision come to life. So I think because the musical is pretty well known and through Sutton Foster playing Millie, that title role, I think a lot of people were excited to do it. Also tap dancing. There aren't always a ton of tap dancing shows that come about. So I think when there is a tap dancing show, tappers just jump on that chance to do a show like this.
Well, and again, the tap element is, it's very appropriate to the time period of the story because it's set in that era and it would almost, you know, it would almost feel out of place if you didn't have big tap numbers in the
show. Absolutely.
What was it about this show that appealed to you that made you want to direct it?
I first saw this show on the national tour when I was in college. My best friend at the time had called me and said, hey, you want to drive 3 hours right before finals to come see a production of Thoroughly Modern Millie? And I said, sure. And I was a little stressed at the time. And so when I drove 3 hours and saw the show, after I left, a little bit of that stress was relieved. I laughed at the show. The music is so unbelievably powerful. Usually with a cheesy feel-good musical, sometimes the music is just kind of the same. You got some catchy tunes, but I think the orchestration for this, it was the same composer who did Fun Home, which is a newer show. It's just the music is, to me, what drew me to the show, and also the fact that you leave it feeling better than you did when you walked in.
Talk a little more about the music. I mean, does it have a throwback feel to through the 20s era, or is it a musical set, you know, in the early 20th century, but with a modern musical sensibility?
It's all jazz flair. I mean, when you hear it, when the overture plays, you're really set back to the 1920s, which I think is cool. That's why I'm a director that loves overtures. I know a lot of people tend to think that they drag on, but to me, it gets you set in the mood. And for this one, the minute you hear the orchestra play and the orchestra is conducted by Holly Haynes, you're set right back into the 1920s and you know right where that show's going to go, which I love.
And talk a little bit as well about the choreography. You mentioned that it's, you know, it's a heavy tap number, but choreography is one of those places where you as a director and your choreography have a lot of flexibility and a lot of creativity. So, you know, what was the vision that your production team brought to the dance element?
One thing when I direct a show and then Deidre Kaiser, who's my choreographer, we work together on a lot of projects. We try to make it so that once the show starts, it never stops. So whether it's a big tap dance or a scene change or even blocking, that it all just kind of moves and we have pictures in our mind and we work together to make sure that the show is always flowing, especially with an upbeat musical like this. The minute that it lets down for the audience, it just feels a little uncomfortable. So we ensured from day one to keep everything flowing. So there's choreography in the tapping, there's choreography in the scene changes, and choreography in the blocking as well. So we work in tandem to make all that work.
Put a little more specifics on that. So you know, just as an example, when you have one scene ending and let's say you're in the hotel and then you're transitioning into a scene at the insurance company where mm-hmm. everyone works, you have a physical change of locations and you probably have to move some set pieces. Mm-hmm. So how do you keep the picture moving to keep people interested? What are the choices you make?
One example of that is lighting helps us with that as well. So in Cornstalk, it is in the round and there's an area that's called the trim. And so what we do in one specific scene is we bring in all the typing desks, come and roll down ramp one as the previous scene is concluding. Okay. So as the tap dancers are tapping, bringing in, letting the audience know, oh, now we're in Sincere Trust in the office, they previously are seeing the scene before that close up. So it's all done kind of seamlessly and through choreography.
And one of the things that's always fun about being in the tent, both as a performer and as a patron, is because it's in three quarters, you've got an opportunity to play to multiple sides of the audience. You're kind of in the audience mm-hmm. in a way that you don't get to be in a proscenium stage. And does that change some of the staging choices that you make as a director?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of directors say that they struggle a little bit in the Cornstalk space because no matter where you sit, the picture's different. I see that as a wonderful challenge. I love that if I sit in the north side one night and sit in the east side, as long as the picture's good, no matter where I'm sitting, I think it's really neat and challenging for me on a creative standpoint to be able to make that picture different, but also interesting for all sides.
And as you are going through the staging of the show, how do you make sure that you're doing that, that you're creating a picture that's interesting from multiple perspectives? Do you watch from different parts of the house on different nights just to make sure that it looks the way you think it's going to look?
One thing that both Deidre and I, whenever we're staging something, is it's not kind of a set it and forget it style of blocking or staging. We constantly are changing things. We're stopping things and saying, oh, this doesn't look right. Let's try it this way. And like you said, we'll sit at different angles. And we are both pretty adamant on perfecting that picture is interesting for everyone. So it can tend to be tedious for the actors because we're constantly changing things. But I think in that space, you almost have to. You have to perfect and tweak and change staging and change choreography so that way the audience is getting a good picture no matter where they're sitting.
And again, as a musical that's set in the 20s, this also has to be both a challenge but also potentially a lot of fun for your costume team.
Oh, yes. They have Annette Herdeman is my main costumer and Ann Kennedy has been her assistant. And I have to say, of all the shows I've done, I've not seen two people work so hard to make this production come alive with the costumes. All of Millie, the title character, all of her dresses are replicas of Sutton Foster's on Broadway.
Oh, wow.
And Annette is a fabulous seamstress, and each scene has a different picture and a color scheme that coincides with the lighting to make it, once again, a neat picture for the audience.
So when you're doing something like that and you're recreating the costumes from the Broadway production, how do you do that? Do you just work backwards from photographs and reverse engineer what the costume must have been, or are patterns available of these things?
In the costume design, Sutton Foster's costumes are replicas of the original Broadway, but a lot of it was when we sat down at our creative meeting, we wanted it to be personal to our Cornstalk production, so we took some liberties creatively and with a lot of the costume scenes. So it's true to the show and true to the story in the original production with a little bit of a Cornstalk twist on it.
You had mentioned that this is sort of it's like a classic Broadway musical story. You know, the score is very upbeat. What are you hoping that people will be taking away from the production? What do you want them to be thinking about or talking about after the final curtain?
I tend to direct a lot of children's theater in the area and as well as adult theater. And when I do an adult show, I tend to be drawn toward shows that have more of a deeper message and the shows that force you to think when you're leaving. Millie, I think, will force you to just smile when you leave. So it's unique for me to do a fluffier production for adults, but that's what I love about it. It's the closing show of the season. It's family friendly. It's high energy from the top of the show to the end of the show. And I think that for me, that is what drew me to the show. It's the music and the fact that it is just fun. It's absolutely fun from top to bottom.
This show closes out Cornstalk summer season, and one of the things that Cornstalk has been experimenting with throughout the season is food and adult beverages available before the show. Do you want to talk a little bit about what's going to be available pre-show?
Yeah, we're excited that Avanti's will be there each evening for each 9 performances, serving gondolas mm-hmm. before the show. And then an intermission for those 21 and over will be able to, at the Sky Harbor tent, beer and wine will be served. So once again, I think it's a perfect way. The weather is wonderful. It should be. The forecast looks great. So come out, have a beverage and some food and a great show.
That's Brian Blanks from Cornstalk Theater talking with us about their production of the musical Thoroughly Modern Millie. The show opens tonight with performances continuing through next Saturday, September 2nd, under the tent in Upper Bradley Park. Brian, thank you so much, and break a leg.
Thank you so much, Nathan.
Also this weekend, the band Trippin' Billies is performing at Five Points Washington. They're a tribute band performing the music of Dave Matthews. The opening act is Fletcher Rockwell. That concert is tonight at 7 at Five Points Washington. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.